All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Pet Sematary. It's a remake of a Stephen King book, and also, I guess there might have been two or three Pet Sematary movies that came out a long time ago, but this one is directed by Dennis Kolch and Dennis Widmire, and Stephen King is credited, but this story is by Matt Greenberg, and it stars Jason Clarke, Amy Simmets, and John Lithgow, and the synopsis is... Dr. Lewis Creed and his wife, Rachel, relocate from Boston to a rural area of Maine. With their two children, the couple soon discover a mysterious burial ground hidden deep within the woods near their new home. Sums up the first maybe 45 minutes of the movie, but for me, there were a lot of gaps in logic. The way that this movie is structured really offends me. So what happens is that you have... what's supposed to be creepy happen. Someone has a dream sequence or like this very lucid hallucination, and then they snap back to reality, and then they tell everybody everything is okay. Don't worry about me. I'm good. And then it all happens again. And then somewhere John Lithgow says something creepy because he's the neighbor. Jason Clarke and Amy Simmets takes a fascination to the daughter. Not necessarily anything wrong, but it's just his daughter stumbles upon John Lithgow one day. John Lithgow is a widower. His wife died long ago. With every character in this movie, particularly Amy Simmons' character, that they're all dealing with some form of loss. And even if you take into account Jason Clarke's character, they're all dealing with loss somehow. So Jason Clarke's character deals with loss because he lost a patient at the hospital, and the patient says something creepy to him, and then the patient dies. Jason Clarke closes his eyes and like, oh man, this is so bad. You know, lost a patient. Then he opens up and the patient is just like sitting up in the gurney saying some creepy stuff. He closes his eyes and then the patient's dead again. And I'm like, all right, that's annoying. But that continues throughout the movies. Amy Simmons lost a sister and she keeps hallucinating about the sister. Don't remember watching the original Pet Sematary. Don't even remember when it came out. I know that it exists and I thought it dealt more with killer pets or something. More than the humans. So I can't really compare this movie to that. But again, with the way that this movie is structured is all the way that I had mentioned. That Amy Simmets and the daughter stumble upon the Pet Sematary. And then she sees like a group of kids in Bray Wyatt family mask trouncing through the woods behind the house. And they realize that the Pet Sematary is on their property. And you never see any of those kids again. Or anything like that revisited, which I'm not sure again, not sure if it shows up in the original movie. If James is here, he would probably know. I just found the pacing and the writing for the movie just to be terrible. So, as I said, there's a lot of gaps in logic. If I see something creepy happening, I'm going to tell somebody about it. And not just play it off as, oh, it's another day. So, there's a lot of times where something bad happens. And then you have Jason Clarke and Amy Simmons going to bed and acting like everything's okay. So there's a point where they have a cat. John Lithgow comes to Jason Clarke and was like, hey, well, your cat got hit by a truck. Cat is dead. The cat is 100% gone. No longer on this earth. John Lithgow, because of his affinity for Jason Clarke's daughter, tells him to bury the cat in this one remote location. They bury the cat. Like, what are we doing here? Oh, don't worry about it. You're just burying your daughter's cat. Why would you take me away so far away from my house just to bury a cat? And then what happens is that they bury the cat and then the cat comes back, but it's all mangy and scruffy. And then the daughter's all happy that the cat came back. But again, Jason Clarke's character is like, oh, this is not messed up, screwed up, illogical that I buried a cat and somehow the cat clawed its way out of dirt and found its way back to the house when I left it in the woods. And again, they just go back and then the cat just going around the house like, wow, wow. I'm angry. I'm the possessed cat. Things like that were happening in the movie. And it's more than one time. It tries to maintain that, but it's just like this gap in logic, lucid dream sequence, hallucination, jump scare, more gap in logic. And sometimes it felt like it was in fast forward, that there should have been scenes in between that, but somehow the movie is like maybe an hour and a half, and it feels like it should have been a little bit longer. But again, it feels like certain scenes were missing. You have that, and then it just keeps repeating itself, until you kind of get to the later third of the movie, and then people start dying. And again, I can't compare the ending to the original one, which I'm not going to spoil. I just found it silly. And for that, this movie's going to get maybe a 3. I don't know. Maybe that's not right. Maybe that's illogical too, but that's the Beast Game Podcast.